Let the drama kick, the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, 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 let the drama kick die. Let the drama kick, the drama kick die.
Yeah, it's the Big Three Roll Up. It's your boy Silk.
This Kev.
Newberg.
Y'all nice. Boys gonna sound festive at all today, bro. It's fucking Thanksgiving Eve.
Yeah, I'm starting to get high down for lunch tomorrow.
That's a good idea.
What time y'all eat?
We eat first thing, bro. Well, I don't know. I'm at my in-laws, so I don't know what time they eat, bro. To be honest,
we eat at one. One
yeah, that's about right. Most black people don't, but my mom's like to cook like that whole night before and never go to sleep, and that next morning everything's done, so we eat early. Bro, how y'all do 12 days of Thanksgiving?
Normally in the mornings and then again at night, all 12 days.
Y'all be grubbing.
We really celebrate the pilgrims. So
pilgrims.
No. This is a, excuse me.
Straight up.
You're disrespecting Thanksgiving. This is a pilgrim holiday. That's what we do. We dress like pilgrims. We eat corn on the cob, like the corn with like that's like yellow and black.
Oh and, my god! How the fuck do they get them like that, bro? The yellow and black. It's checkered too.
It's nature, man. But oh, yeah. Man.
That's the one thing I miss about not having the shit here. Like, there's no cooking going on in the kitchen right now.
Kev,
like, I want my shit to smell like Thanksgiving right now.
Kev, which
it's about to when I pull up.
Which pilgrim are you going to dress up as tomorrow?
Jebediah. Wasn't he the first off the Mayflower?
Yeah, something like that.
Are these real people?
Yeah. It's a celebration, Silk.
Yeah, I'm going to celebrate, man, but to me, I don't celebrate
Big Kush.
White people killing Indians, bro. It's just a time of hanging out. Go.
Here we
fucking Hey, man, y'all kill Indians, bro. Y'all shouldn't even be eating turkey tomorrow.
Here we go with that shit.
I got that cornbread kush on deck.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's a real kush.
It's a traditional Thanksgiving Day kush.
The Indians were hitting that peace pipe, though.
They were.
Absolutely.
But if
the white people was hitting the peace pipe too, it wouldn't have been no goddamn Thanksgiving. Everybody been chill.
Yeah, I know.
Hey guys, can I
smoke more weed, man? Let's answer the life problems. Go ahead, bro.
I got a problem. I feel like I'm so misunderstood on the timeline.
I don't think you are, dog. I think they're hitting this shit right on the head, dog.
What are you talking about?
We got a good grasp of who you are as a person, bro.
I think I'm the most misunderstood person on the timeline by far.
You ain't got no friends. You disrespect mac and cheese.
The pub sub and the mac and cheese are right
in the same way. At no point during my speech last night or my speech on whether or not mac and cheese is a traditional. That's the key word here that I think most people fail to realize. Traditional Thanksgiving Day side. Is mac and cheese a traditional? See,
Bird. If it's at everybody's house, it's got to be a tradition, bro.
Okay. I went to lunch with three of my buddies today, and I brought this up. I said, guys, I'm getting roasted on Twitter right now because I said mac and cheese is not a traditional Thanksgiving Day side. All three of them agreed with me. All three of them.
Yeah, but hold on, dog.
You thought
you had something when you asked Benji that shit. Like, you thought he was going to give you an answer that you wanted to hear. Like, you asked that shit with so much confidence.
And when Benji shot it down, I knew it was going to be a bad night for me. Like, when we brought it up to Josh Prey, I already knew. Like, I knew. And then by the end of the show, it was all setting in that my mentions, because of the pub sub stuff, like, the pub sub stuff is the same exact situation that I find myself in. I said that the chicken tender sub at Publix is trash. Therefore, the timeline thinks that I said all pub subs are trash. I didn't say that at all.
Hey, hey Bird.
Yeah.
What's the best cake your uncle bakes?
And I got to thank Hurricane Stitz or whatever his name is, because he said if I would have just said my brother makes this mac and cheese, y'all would have just stood down.
But he's a chef.
Yeah, but my uncle gets in there and whips it up too, man.
But he ain't no chef, bro. Probably like a fucking like plumber or something.
What is his occupation?
He owns a construction company.
Yeah, so he puts down like the hard hat and grabs the fucking apron and makes the mac and cheese for Thanksgiving.
Oh, Thanksgiving! He's like boiling noodles and shit.
No, that's nice.
Oh man, so yeah, so it's been a long day for me over here. It's just been a long day between that and the Jimbo Fisher coaching rumors. You guys inspired a story. We had a off-camera, off-air speech that I gave. Well, I just gave you guys my thoughts on what was going on in the locker room at FSU.
You had some
guys,
big energy. You guys were
both like, damn, Bird, you got to have that same energy. And I was like, you know what? I do. And I put out a column on Tuesday that really caught fire about the absence of leadership and deeper cultural issues at Florida State. And I got to credit you, Kev. You told me to keep that same energy.
Hey, did you get more heat from that shit or the mac and cheese shit?
Oh, by far the mac and cheese. See, the weird thing about the column that I wrote was I thought it was going to be a lot more polarizing. Like, I thought it was going to be more 50-50. It really resonated, actually. A lot of people, for the majority of it, I'd say 80% of the people that commented agreed with my take on what was going on in the locker room. So,
I mean, you're pretty much Florida State me, bro. You got to spin it for the people.
I don't think I spun it, Silk.
So. You're Florida State Silk, bro.
I don't think so.
Yeah, Uncle Bird.
I'm a little bit more professional.
Well, you right. I mean, like my man Bobby Butt in Atlanta said, bro. Like you just like us. You just write, bro. You just write more.
You just write. Well, I seen that shit. That's funny, bro.
I'm just like you guys. I just write a few more words.
You lie just as much as us. You just write it down more, dog.
That's it, bro.
Yeah, but the problem with that is everybody keeps receipts.
It's the receipt age, man. So we're getting closer to this game, man. So how you feeling, Berg? You think we're going to run it down y'all throat?
Pause. No, I think Florida State's going to win 24-17. I'm just going to come off the top rope with it. I don't want to talk too much about this game. It's going to be a battle of who wants it just a little bit more than the other team.
I don't
team.
Think either team really wants it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it's like who wants it just a little bit more than the other team.
I think they might just get together and be like, man, let's go grab a beer, man. Fuck this game, man.
Bethany asked me who I thought was going to win, and I told her, like I'm pretty opinionated when it comes to this shit, but I was like, I have no fucking clue. I really don't. I have no fucking clue who's going to win.
I just went on Gator Breakdown, and you know, Dave runs a great show, but, you know, they do a lot of in-depth analysis. Those are some smart dudes over there. They're over there talking X's and O's and shit, and
fuck all that.
Yeah, we get into breaking down the game, and I think he wanted me to talk, like, trap plays and, like, when are they going to run the counter and the stretch. And I was just like, bro, whoever wants it a little bit more.
Do this by the numbers, bro. Yeah, a little bit more.
Have you, in your lifetime, Silk, have you ever approached a 4-4 State game with this little fanfare? I can't remember.
Yeah, the 4-8 year. Probably not for you. It's probably your
own. I'm talking about both teams. Okay, you're right. I'm talking about both teams, though.
Both teams? No. This shit's never happened.
Ever.
This is some groundbreaking shit, man. This is some groundbreaking shit.
It's ridiculous.
I may not even. Yeah, I'm going to show. I'm going to go to the game. I'm going to watch the game. I got to. Florida State, bro. There?
Who are you going to see? Something like that. Got to be some extracurriculars going on, but
we'll talk about the tailgate.
Not sure what Bird's talking about.
The tailgate sounds like good enough reason, to be honest.
Yeah, TJ's gathered up quite the group for a tailgate, man.
Yeah, be jumping wait, out TJ's there. Going to the game.
Yeah, you know TJ's showing up, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Man, I got. Where the hell you got us at? I'm at a construction site. It might be Bird's uncle shit.
This, so is the, I gotta, this is the last game TJ's going to. There's no way he fucking goes to the ULM game. Like the makeup game right before.
Yeah, he's gonna go.
I got this booster that likes to take me to games and shit. And he invited me to the Florida game and he has tickets and everything. And I said I couldn't go. I'm like, I can't go. There's a chance that
you don't go to any games, Berg. So
but more importantly, he took me to the Alabama FSU game. But more importantly, like there's a real deal chance that after the game, we could see a coach walk into the presser and say, I just stepped down.
Hey, my wife lost his fault. Y'all give me a second.
Yeah, but you're going to be there. It would be better if you were there to hear that.
No, if I went, I wouldn't be working. I'd be going as a civilian.
That's back there.
Instead of a fucking warrior?
Instead of working.
Instead of on staff.
Instead of on staff. You know how it
Who's
goes.
Going? Like, Sinone? Does he go to all the games?
Yeah, we have a whole crew. I mean, we have, for Knowles 24/7, at every game, we have Chris Knee, Brendan Sinone, Bob Ferrante. Then we have Greg, who's our photographer, and I can't remember our video intern's name right now, Travis. So we have five people representing Knowles 24/7 at every game. There's no need for me to go. They won't credential me, actually. Florida State doesn't credential me. They won't.
Why?
Because I mean, he's on payroll. Probably not a good idea.
They just won't credential me. It's weird. I think because I don't follow a lot of protocol. Like, a lot of times when people break news, like, say, a coach leaving or a player getting kicked off the team, they, like, go through sports info department. I don't know why. Like, to let them know or to try to confirm it first.
Oh, so they can hit that spin job before the shit.
Yeah, and I just report shit. Because I don't live in Tallahassee. I don't have to be there. And it's my job to report this stuff. Like, why do I have to run it by sports info? So I don't think they like that. And it's fine with me, man. I don't need to be going up to Tallahassee every weekend. I'd much rather just be at home and not have to travel.
All right.
What about you, Kev? How's that? How's your internship going with Kane's Insight or whatever it's called?
Yeah, I haven't done that shit in a while, though. Shit got to be too much. I can't be writing shit. I can't have scheduled times to do shit, dog. I just need to just do whatever I want.
Can't fire you, bro.
You're just come on, man. Kev's just like me, but he just writes less.
Yeah,
doesn't write at all.
Yeah, ever.
So, Kev, what are you doing for the Pitt game?
I got the fucking Comcast guys coming at 8 from 8 to 10, so hopefully he's done, bro. And then I'm going to drink and watch that shit on my couch. What are you going
to
do?
I can't. They play. So you're going to have to, like, DVR Price is Right.
Nah, dog. I don't watch Price is fucking Right. Bitch, I work during the week.
You do
what? You're not going Black Friday shopping, bro?
I'm not going.
He's white.
What's y'all take on Black Friday? Y'all Black Friday shop or Cyber Monday?
No. Cyber Monday, like. I'll tell you how washed I am, dog. I got, like, the Target credit card and shit. So they hit me with the email saying that Black Friday deal start for Red Card members on Wednesday. So we already jumped in on it, bro. That's how washed I am, dog. That was, like, exciting for me today.
Is that Black Friday or that Cyber Monday?
No, it's Black Friday deals start on Wednesday
for
Red Card members. Yeah, it's crazy.
So it's going to be like Black – I mean, like 3 years from now, it's going to be like Black Tuesdays and shit, bro.
No, because it's not even Black Friday no more, dog. Like, the place is open on Thanksgiving. Like, if I worked there, bro, I'd be like, fuck, man. At 6 o'clock, I could go to work? I can't be drinking all day and shit. I'd show up to that shit drunk and a skunk, bitch.
Yeah, I went to one Black Friday, like, my entire life, man. I stayed up all night and came home with, like, 2 t-shirts. I could have got this
what
shit.
What were you trying to get?
I don't know, man. I just got caught up in the hype. I don't think I had a plan at all.
No, like, if I was going to go, it'd have to be, like, a 70-inch TV for, like, $400 or something. I would, like, go camp out there or some shit. But
I think the last time I went was, like, I was, like, coming out of high school or early college, and I want to say it was when the PlayStation 2 hit. And I think that's the last time I was, like, up super early for a Black Friday. I would do anything to avoid going to a mall or going to Best Buy or wherever – kids go these days.
Who is sober enough after Thanksgiving to be up sober and not full and sleep to go shopping like that?
And you got
to
have energy to be around people like that, because that's like it's like the Facebook crowd cluttering the mall, you know?
What's more likely, Josh goes to Black Friday or actually hangs out with us one time?
Hang out.
Yeah.
Hang out one time.
No, we hung out though.
Yeah, we have hung out. But not all together. Have we? Oh, yeah, we did kind of.
Okay, two times. Two times.
Not the opening, but I promise you, I'm not going to Black Friday. There is no reason for me to.
TJ, sorry. TJ, this is why we don't let you on, bro.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, what else you got going on this weekend?
I told Bethany today that I needed, like, to go Black Friday shopping and get, like, a PlayStation or something. She's like, bitch, you'll play that shit for, like, 3 weeks and never play it again, like the last time you bought something.
So I really
like,
want to get a PS4.
I think I do, too.
I'm getting my son one.
I think I do, too, but I don't know if I'd ever fucking play it. Like,
I only want to play FIFA. I only want to play FIFA.
They still make Madden play. Is Madden still a thing?
Yeah, but I just like FIFA, man.
I've never played that before.
I had an old-ass PS2, and I bought FIFA, and I just hop on, play like a game or two, and it's the only video game I like to play.
When I was in when we were in like Kuwait, everyone had, like some of the kids had TVs and they played like Call of Duty all the time. Like I don't know how to play that shit at all. Silk sounds like he's in a fucking T-Pain.
Silk sounds like.
What happened?
You hit a rough patch, bro.
Yeah, you sounded like fucking.
You hit a rough patch.
T-Pain on fucking. It's like T-Pain on fucking acid. Like when he sees his head, you know, like fucked up.
So what are we doing today on the show? We are we talking top five Thanksgiving Day sides? Please no.
Nah, top three. Should we top do this three teams in America. Early?
Hey, we talk top two teams in the country. Playoff rankings came out last night. We talk about the top two teams in the country.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, so the committee smartened up, went ahead, put us at number two.
Should
have been the whole time. Now I think, like what Herb Street was saying, bro, that they did that. So if Miami loses a close ACC championship game, then they could still not get kicked out of the top four automatically.
They will.
They're not going to lose, though, so I'm not that worried about it. I want to be number one going into it.
You want Bama? Say it, Kev.
Nah, because Bama.
Put it on tape, Kev. Put it on tape.
The only way that we would be number one, Bama would have to lose. So they'd probably come in at four, so we'd have to play them in the first round. But I want one. No, I don't want anybody. I just want to play all the games. That's a tough road to make the playoff. I was thinking about this shit today. Like, you got to beat Clemson, then you got to beat the top four team, and then to play in that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, they make that shit a little difficult for everybody.
Well, they're talking about a two-loss Ohio State team maybe creeping in.
I just can't see it, man. I'm thinking, like, Auburn beats Alabama this week, and then beats Georgia, and then Auburn gets in, but Alabama also gets in.
I don't think Alabama's going to lose, but.
Yeah, too much smoke around Auburn. I think it's just all this Madison shit going on. I don't think we're focused enough to beat Bama. I think Bama's going to wax that shit.
Yeah,
I want to see Malzahn leave for Arkansas. I think that really throws the balance of this coaching.
Yeah, you just want Jimbo gone.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, you want Jimbo going, bro?
I can't answer these questions on the record.
If Malzahn goes to Arkansas, Auburn's opened up. Jimbo may get plucked. That's what he's hoping for, but. Who else? Why else would you want Malzahn at fucking Arkansas? What does that do for you?
That shit's so random. Well,
for me, I just like covering coaching searches, and the more big time jobs that are open, just the more fun it is for me to.
You're not covering any right now, and it's like a bunch.
I kind of am. I mean, I'm ready. I got
it's like 30 searches. And you're not in one of them.
I got hot boards on deck, ready to go. Trust me, locked and loaded. Like, multiple.
Yeah, but I see people, like, freaking out. Like, Jimbo's not fucking leaving this year, right? Is that a real thing?
It's out there.
I wouldn't think so. Like, I wouldn't put my next paycheck on it, but I'm just here to report the news, bro. I'm just here to report.
Fucking straight chaos.
Let's go. Let's create some chaos. That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, man. As reported, man. Live from the Big Three Roller, Jimbo Fisher to Auburn.
Nah. We're not doing that on here. Not yet.
Yeah, but hey, didn't Malzahn used to coach high school football in Texas?
No. He's from Texas. He coached high school football in Arkansas. He played at Arkansas for 2 seasons. He was the head coach at Arkansas State.
I've been doing some fucking research on this shit.
It's coaching. There's some
shit.
Ties to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm trying to tell you,
look,
bro.
He's not.
Listen to me, Kev.
Hold on, Kev. Don't get it twisted. Gus Malzahn is not leaving Auburn for Arkansas on his own. He's leaving because the writing's on the wall. Like, if he ends up leaving, it's because basically he was kicked out.
Of course.
Right. So I didn't know if Kev was like trying to rationalize why he would make that move. I just thought.
No, I'm not trying to rationalize shit. This is the roll up, dog. I ain't rationalizing shit on here.
I'm my bad. I just got off Gator Breakdown.
Yeah, by the numbers.
Shit.
Man, let's get it to Shrinet.
So what?
Silk's batteries ran out. Hold on, is Robot Silk trying to? All right, so what do you guys want to do on the pod tonight?
Shit, let's see if we get Chris Ricks and these boys on. We got PK. I don't know, man. I supposed to have Rutt, but I think Rutt had some family shenanigans going on tonight. So let's try to get another game. Let's get it popping.
I agree, Silk. Let's get it popping. All right. Well, yeah, let's get it popping, Silk. We got PK Sam up next. I think he's ready to go. So let's see what he's got.
He's got real life. Got real life family shit going on, bro. I tell you that.
Yeah, he ain't on Twitter.
Definitely not. Real life. Got to ask him about that shit, bro.
Yeah. So, what real life shit are you doing tomorrow for Thanksgiving, dog?
Yo, we're back on the Big Three Roll-Up. We got our first guest of the evening. We have former Florida State Seminole legend, PK Sam. PK, what's up, man? How you doing tonight?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
We're chilling. This is a weird matchup, right? Like, have you ever had a sense of this game just being – this just feels like another normal game. Does it feel like that to you as well?
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, we both had to say it was a bad year. I have a better word to use, but I don't know if little kids are going to listen to it. So, but it was just a terrible year. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's still Florida. We like to, you know, beat them up. So, but yeah, I wish, you know, obviously I wish everybody was in the top 10 and the game actually meant something. But hey, that's life. What we say, it is what it is. We gotta just play the game and see what happens. But yeah, it feels like just another week.
They can play spoiler though. They keep you guys out of a bowl game. If they beat you here, then that ULM game, that meaningful Louis and Monroe game, doesn't mean as much.
Doesn't mean anything.
In terms of like the streak of bowl appearances, but you know, I'm a realist. It's not – there's too many bowl games anyway. You know, like at this point, whatever bowl we go to,
right.
I mean, is it really even a – you know what I'm saying? Like I love Florida State, but it's not like an important bowl. You know what I'm saying? So, but at the end of the day, I just – you know, at this point, you just want to beat Florida just so you don't have to hear them run their mouth for another year.
Auden Tate, Florida State wide receiver, has a big decision coming up, whether or not he's going to stay another year or go pro. From what you've seen from Auden, what do you think he should do or what do you think he will do?
I'm just going to say from what I did, you know, I just think that unless you're a top, you know, wide out going first round guaranteed, you should just stay. You know, there's now that I'm older, you know, mid-30s, there's not enough money in the world that will allow you to enjoy that senior year that I cheated myself with. And so, yeah, I hope he comes back. You know, I just think it's just not worth it. You know, just whatever religion you believe in, just, you know, put kind of, you know, your career in the hands of your, you know, your God. And and just go play, you know. But definitely don't cheat yourself. It's, you know, nobody that I've seen this year, unfortunately, for whatever reason, just pops off the chart. You know, if you have a chance to come back and perfect your craft, come back. Because once you get to the NFL, trust me, it is a ruthless business. And you never know when that last play is. So why not come back and guarantee yourself another year with guys you know, you probably play high school with or whatever, against. And just the relationships you built, get another year to meet some boosters and just, you know, get better and then let the cars follow, you know, next year.
That being said, though, Derwin James is going pro.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure somebody – there's always somebody, you know. But
yeah,
just now that I'm older, I would just advise – everyone just to you know, just be careful with that decision, because you just don't know. You get hurt up there, the money is not basketball, it's not guaranteed, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
and I get it, you know, I didn't grow up with a lot of these kids that have nothing and they want to hurry up and get somewhere where they're financially stable. But I think just people should stop underestimating the value of the education and mm-hmm. the extra year of college, letting your body mature one more year. Because when they hit you up there in the NFL and, you know, all that stuff, those are grown men who are paying bills, you know. So it's a different level. So if you can't stay, I would just advise anybody
mm-hmm.
to stay and go ahead and just let your body mature one more year. You know, big fish. And
you got to get that bad, PK.
Climb a ladder. What's that?
Gotta get that bag, baby.
Oh, that bag will come, especially when you're one more year mature. Then it gets easier.
But like with Auden's shoulder, you know, like he's obviously playing at about 30% with that bum shoulder that he's been dragging around behind him. Doesn't that factor in at all?
That's see, that's what I'm saying. You can always go both ways with it.
Right.
You can say like, hey, that's the reason why I'm gonna go, but also you know, the combine, which I'm sure he'll be invited to, you know, when you spend 8 hours getting just picked apart by doctors, you know, do you want to go with a shoulder that hasn't had a year to heal up, or,
right.
you know what I'm saying? So there's both sides, but I'm sure, you know, he has good people in his corner that will advise him to do the best for him and his family. Somebody who's already done it, I would say just come back that extra year, let your body heal up, let your body mature. And trust me, there's plenty of money. It's not going anywhere. It'll be there for you.
Yeah. When right now we're about to enter coaching search season and the Jimbo Fisher to blank school is hot already. You know, every off season we hear it. How deep do these rumors get into the locker room? Do players hear them? Do they care? You know, how does that go?
Yeah. You know, what's funny is I can't answer that just because Bobby was
– Right. Stability.
I mean,
the definition
rock,
of stability.
You know, like, yeah. But, I mean, the only thing we would hear is in the recruiting process, somebody would try to say, like, Bobby's going to retire. He's getting older.
Yeah.
But in terms of, you know, a guy, it's nothing – I don't know Jimbo that well. I've only met him a couple times. You know, and I don't know. I don't know why coaches shop their resumes around so much anymore, especially when you're out of school like Florida State. But to each his own, you know what I'm saying? So I do not know. I wish I could answer that. I don't know how that trickles down to the locker room because we didn't have that. You know, our coaches, you know, they were there. It was Bobby and his crew. And I missed the whole Mark Richt, you know, leaving to Georgia. So when I was there, it was just they were there. We kind of wish a couple of them wouldn't be there, but, you know, they were there, and it was a solid group. So,
yeah, that's going to happen. There's going to be some assistant coaching change this offseason for sure. Do you think position players really care who their position – I mean, I know they have, like, a personal relationship with their position coach, but do they really care who it is? Like, would you really care who your wide receiver coach is?
You know, what's crazy is now that, I'm older.
Yeah.
And I was just talking to this, cause I coach high school football and my,
long story short, the guy who is my head coach, he was a walk-on at Ohio State, excuse me, and he had a really good receiver coach. And nothing against Jeff Bowden, but, you know, now that I'm older, yeah, the kids should start looking more into who their coach is and what they can offer.
Did Jeff Bowden ever demonstrate, like, a fade route to you guys?
That's what I'm saying. Like, when I got older, I realized
he didn't do shit.
I mean, this is just – we didn't learn anything, man. Like, and that's sad, you know, and I'm not trying to, like, put him on blast or anything. But, you know, when I hear what other guys went into the league with, you know, the bag of tools they had and what we had, it was just kind of like, hey, we're going to go find the best athletes and, you know, jump ball, go get it type. You know what I'm saying? And that was it. So I do think kids should start paying attention to the coach's resume and what he can offer them, because at the end of the day, you know, it's just like a school teacher. You know, they don't know what they're doing. It's going to hurt you.
Yeah. Well, we are on the eve of Thanksgiving, and we did a whole Thanksgiving Day show 2 days ago. So what's the real MVP on your plate for Thanksgiving?
In terms of what, you got to be a little bit more specific.
Like, what's the favorite dish on your plate? Silk, we're not going to go there.
No, I'm not going mac and cheese. We're going to go dessert first. Dessert.
Okay, we can go. We can work that.
Dessert? Oh, man. Dessert. I'm going to have to go with.
Give me a top two.
Some type. I really have a top. All right, top two. If you're going to make me. Number one, I always have to go with some type of cobbler pie, either peach. I'm going to go with peach cobbler with you guys slightly have it heated up, you know. Nice scoop of vanilla ice cream on top.
Yes,
absolutely.
And then, you know, we can go. It depends on who makes it, but you go with a sweet potato or pumpkin pie. A lot of whipped cream on it.
Hey, PK, what's the dress code at your Thanksgiving?
Dress code?
Yeah, because my wife's trying to, like, dress us up, but I'm trying to wear, like, basketball shorts and slides. So I'm trying to.
Right. So this is the thing, man. Like, I'm up here in Ohio. My family's in Georgia. So it's just me and my wife and kids. We just wake up. We're still in pajamas. We just eat. We're going to eat, watch some football, whatever. And that's it. But, yeah, growing up, my mom would try to make us dress up even though we weren't even leaving the house. I'm not feeling that. I think you should come. Just like they say at church, just come like you are. You know what I'm saying? You want to come with some slides and be.
You got to flick it up for the gram, PK. You got to flick it up for the gram, baby.
I believe that was Cobain that said, come as you are. I don't hear that.
PK, I'm just trying to wear something that I don't got to unbutton before I take a nap, dog.
Right, man, because that's uncomfortable. Nobody wants. That's an extra step in life you don't need. Just come on, man. Just throw a hoodie on, some shorts.
You got to flick it up for the gram, PK. You got to flick it up for the gram.
Well, I think I'm going to ask. PK,
I got a haircut for Thanksgiving.
I got into a little controversy on the podcast last night when I brought up the fact that I don't think that macaroni and cheese is a traditional Thanksgiving Day side. Do you agree with that?
Oh, man, I almost just hung up on you.
Real.
I got it. You can't have like the box mac and cheese. You gotta have the for real mac and cheese, and then we throw.
Hey, who cooked mac and cheese at our house, bro? In your family,
my sister used to growing up. My mom, okay. And then now that I'm away, I took the recipe. But we throw a little condensed milk in there to kind of sweeten it up a little bit.
That's the right way.
I need the real mac and cheese. You throw all the cheese in it, put it in the oven for a little bit.
See, where I got misunderstood, PK, was I eat mac and cheese year round. Like, there are certain sides that I love on Thanksgiving that I don't really eat.
Yeah. You're eating it out of the box. You're not eating.
I am not eating it out of the box. Trust me. I have an elite palate.
Eat Pop-Tarts and shit.
Elite palate. You can't eat those mac and cheese all the time. It's too rich. You would die.
I'm trying to tell them.
This is like.
They were told like them. It's different mac and cheese, bro.
I stay in shape,
right.
bro. I stay
as
in shape.
As soon as you eat it, you're not gonna last to halftime with none of those.
That's what I'm telling
you.
So mac and cheese is definitely your top three. What's
100%.
So what else is in there?
Absolutely.
As far as sides go, just sides. We're just talking sides right now.
I gotta have some type of greens. As long as you know what you're doing. So
pork.
You mac pork. And cheese, my greens.
Phil taught me that.
Yeah. And then. I'm gonna have some type of stuff.
There's no stove top
stuff, and it has to be, you know, some real, like I say,
cornbread stuff.
Yeah, cornbread's good too. You gotta make sure you're taking a nap within 15 minutes of eating.
Right,
and then you wake up.
Anybody at your house bring Brussels sprouts or casserole?
My wife, she makes some Brussels sprouts and with some bacon in it though.
That's what my sister's making. She's making a Brussels sprout. It's got bacon and cheese.
Yeah.
But it just don't sound right. Brussels sprout casserole. I mean, I'm gonna eat it.
I'm telling you, it sounds
amazing.
She does. It's weird, man, but you gotta try it. No, she does. She throws a little bacon in it, and then
bacon.
I don't know what she does.
So you cook the bacon first, and then in the bacon fat, you roast the Brussels sprouts.
It's unbelievable. So everything's crispy. It's not like a soggy Brussels
sprout. Pinterest is kind of changing Thanksgiving, dog, one year at a time.
Why?
Because you get a Pinterest recipe, dog, and then next thing you know, fucking 40 years from now, your son will be on the thing. You think Brussels sprout casserole is a traditional fucking?
I don't know about the whole casserole though. Like, it's not really. It's just like a little side dish, just a little something.
Right.
It's not the whole.
Yeah, it's like, that ain't no. I don't think it's a dish.
No, I just want some roasted.
Unless you living in a TV house.
Those are sneaky good.
Little Berg talking about fucking Brussels sprout casserole.
But you know, when you're married, you start taking on little personalities of your wife too. You know,
how so?
Happy wife, happy life.
What do you do?
Hey,
she's
the one who put the Brussels. That's what I'm saying. That's what she brought. So you know, I'm gonna eat them so that we can enjoy the night.
She in charge. You gotta eat them.
You gotta eat them.
Right.
You take a fucking peaceful nap.
Not eat it. Yeah.
Hey, look, man. She holds the key. You know what I'm talking about. So
yeah.
I have to eat Brussels sprouts. I'm gonna eat the Brussels sprouts. You know. So.
Yeah. All right. Hold on.
I'm pretty sure you eat worse shit than Brussels sprouts, bro.
Right.
I want to bring up.
It don't taste like bacon.
I want to bring up another controversy that I started this week, and I had PK. We're gonna talk more about football, Florida State football, but. I kind of had an issue with DeAndre Francois going home over the weekend and not attending the senior day game. Do the guys on the field, the guys playing, do they take notice that, like, hey, where's DeAndre? Why is he not here? Or do they not even care?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, you can't please everybody, you know, but, that's a tough one. I'm going to say because I spent, unfortunately, some time in the league hurt. You know, that was my whole career.
Right.
When you're hurt and you can't be a part of the team, you know, sometimes you just got to get back to family. That makes you whole again. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody on the team has a problem with you shooting home and, you know, kind of just wiping the mind clean and starting over. I mean, so
He was taking Snapchats during the game.
Yeah, I mean, but he can't play anyway. You know, it's not like he left and he was healthy. And then, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't going to be able to be a part of whatever was going on. So, I don't know. I think sometimes you can't please everybody. You just got to do what you have to do sometimes.
All right, how about this, though? When he decides that he's going to go home for a game, what's the protocol for something like that? Do you walk into the head coach's office? Do you go to Bob LaSavita? Like, who do you tell you're going to go home and take the weekend off or take the day off?
Now, that's a really good question because I was never hurt in college, so I have no idea.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, my parents moved down to Tallahassee after my brother signed with Florida State, so I lived at home with them to save that per diem check so I could have a good time.
Get some new Jordans. Right. Yeah, see, the thing that my issue with it isn't as much with Francois as it is with probably Coach Fisher, because we see this team void of leadership and you know, nobody really steering it. And we know we probably assume that Derwin James is going to leave next year. So they're going to have another issue next year with leadership. And
yeah,
to me, I mean, if you're Jimbo Fisher, I think you sit DeAndre down and say, I don't, you know, this isn't the move you make right here. You know, like Jacoby McDaniel came out and criticized DeAndre Francois during the season for the way he leads. Jacob Pugh, the senior linebacker on the team, said the issue with this team is we don't have a leader.
Right. So, man. All right. So, I'm probably gonna get killed for something.
Don't get on Jimbo's bad side. Fucking around with Bird, man.
No,
hey.
I'm not gonna get on his bad side. But the thing is, this is like. Leadership obviously comes from the top, right? Mm-hmm. So if every year your name is in the mix on ESPN or you're trying to get out of Tallahassee, you know what I'm saying? And you're interviewing for jobs, you know, we can't blame the kids. At some point, somebody has to talk to the grown-ups, you know what I'm saying?
And be like, I see hey, what you're saying. It looks like a team full of individuals. And the issue really is that it feels like a team of individuals that's all looking out for themselves and themselves only. But that just reflects on what Jimbo Fisher's doing every offseason.
Exactly. Like when you either way, if you're using a resume for leverage to get a better contract, whatever, I'm not trying to say anything about Jimbo. He's a grown man. I'm not in that world. But all I'm saying is, if your kids see every offseason you may leave, you know, like it's going to be really hard for you to turn around and tell them to stay at any type of event or even stay in college for a fourth year when you're trying to leave and get that money too. You see what I'm saying? So at some point, somebody has to figure that all out. And, you know, I'm not in that position to do it.
Well, I think I see what you're saying. When Jimbo Fisher's looking out for himself at the end of every season and trying to find the best place or get a raise or do this or do that, it shows the individuality of the coach. And I think like what you're saying is that reflects down upon the players and they're taking on those characteristics.
100%. Yep.
All right. Well, hey, I think we're at the point where Chris Ricks is ready. We're going to bring him on real quick and talk about a famous play.
Let's do it.
Line of scrimmage, the Florida State 48 moving right. 1:08 to go, 1:07. Knowles with one timeout. Here's the snap. Ricks against the four-man rush. Flush to his right. Flush to his right. Cocks the arm. He'll throw it toward the end zone. He's got P.K. Sam. Open. He makes the catch. Yes! Touchdown, touchdown, P.K. Sam. 55 seconds left. Sam takes a touchdown catch from Ricks. It's 52 yards. 52 yards. Florida State leads 37-34. See
you,
PK Sam.
All right, we just we got Chris Ricks, former Florida State quarterback. He just joined us, and we also have PK Sam on the phone. It is Gator Week, so we're going to celebrate Ricks to Sam. Unfortunately, Silk's going to have to hang tight and listen to all this. But Chris, thanks for coming on, man.
Hey, great to be on with you guys, especially with number 4, or as I see him, number 81 originally, because that was his first number, just like mine was 15 before I got it back from Winky, I guess.
All right. Well, I want to just walk through that iconic play, and we're going to pick it up right after Dominic Robinson's unbelievable fourth down catch. So, Chris, take me to the huddle. You know, you're rushing up to the line. You're at the 48-yard line, I think it was. What do you go in the huddle and call? What do you say to these boys?
You know, guys, I wish I remembered. That was such a whirlwind there. I mean,
right?
I'm so thankful that Dominic caught 4th and 14 and the drive was still alive. And I believe, if I remember correctly, Coach Bowden sent in a play that we had run earlier that I had missed PK on. I overthrew him, mm-hmm. and we came back to it, just sending him on a 9 route on a go on a streak. He had man coverage on Gus Scott. And, you know, just call the play and let's see if we can get it again, if we can connect.
All right. So, PK, when you break the huddle, what are you looking at in terms of the defense in front of you?
Yeah, so after D-Rob caught it, I think I had to kind of check my pulse because I was over there freaking out. and then, Chris is, you know, Chris is 100% correct. We knew that they were going to rotate in a certain formation we had, and one safety was going to fly over top of D-Rob, and then the safety would come and try to match me in the middle of the field, and then I would just run straight up the middle of the field. So anyway, I was just like, I'm not going to get the ball. I was just running, and then next thing I knew, I heard the crowd, which usually I can't hear the crowd, but because I didn't think I was going to get the ball, I wasn't really focused. And then I was kind of like, oh, crap, it must be in the air. And, so that's kind of – then I blacked out. And everybody
Crazy. And then it all goes black. But, Chris, you launched that ball about 60 yards. How long did it feel like it hung in the air before PK caught it?
Well, first of all, did you guys hear that one piece from PK? He said, I didn't think I was going to get the ball. You know, that's another regret of mine that I didn't get – number four, not Anquan Boldin anymore. This is now PK Sam in the four jersey. But I didn't get PK the ball more. I wish we had more time and more reps together.
No, I just meant on how the coverage went. I just was like, oh, it's not going to come to me. And then I was like, oh, crap.
I remember pressure coming from the right. Mm-hmm. I think someone did a swim move maybe on Big Ray Willis or Bobby Meeks, and they were bringing good pressure off the end. And I just rolled right. I got outside that pressure, and then I see PK one-on-one with somebody in a blue jersey. And really, I just threw it up there really to give him a shot. You know, PK was always great to go up and get a jump ball and high point it and bail me out. And I just threw it as far as I could. You know, obviously, guys, you got the adrenaline there. I think subconsciously, I didn't want this thing to go on anymore. Let's just try to end it. I mean, I know we got a minute left, but forget moving the sticks and trying to, you know, take any more chances. One-on-one coverage and just threw it as high and as far as I could. And as you guys saw, PK made a great adjustment on the ball, put it in his area code, but he made a great adjustment getting behind Gus Scott. And we know the rest is history.
Yeah, the rest is history. But that wasn't the end of the game. I mean, that was the game winner, but like you threw it. There was like a little bit under 50 seconds to go. So you guys get to the sidelines. I mean, what are you saying to each other? What are you doing? Are you nervous or do you think it's over? Like what goes on the sideline after that?
What do you remember, PK?
To be honest, I don't remember much except we were just so excited. And I think, to be honest, we knew that, it was Chris Leak, I believe. He was so young that we just knew, you know, that he wasn't going to be able to drive the field in whatever, 40-something seconds after a kickoff. So, I think, to be honest, I was already trying to figure out my bank account when I was ready to leave early from Chris hanging that ball up trying to make me rich.
So yeah, and then the game ends. I mean, you guys go back to the locker room. It's crazy. TJ, our producer, had a great question. Chris, who got the game ball?
Well, first let's go back to the game before it ends. Okay, I'll piggyback on what PK shared there for a minute. First, I think PK, after catching that ball a few seconds later, he's grateful to still be alive and not be missing a limb after that German Shepherd almost bit him in the back of the end.
Oh, that's right.
That's true. I think I mean, my fingers on the sideline to make sure they were still there.
Yeah, that was a gator bred German Shepherd. It was, I think, trained to attack anything and guard it in goal.
Yeah, that thing was not joking around. I mean, he took he was about 6 inches from taking about 3 fingers off of PK there.
Yeah, so PK catches in the back of the end zone. He gets up. All of a sudden, dogs, you know, trying to bite him. He escapes that, you know, does a quick swim move. And then I can first speak for PK and then I'll speak for myself. He thought it was over. I mean, if you look at PK, he's looking up to the stands like, yep, that's right. Where my fans at? Where's the PK Sam fan club? Like, yes, I just caught that. It's over. Dungy. This thing is over. We silenced the swamp. If you look at me, I'm on my knees, hands to the sky, just praising God that Hail Mary prayer was answered. Yeah, we thought it was done. I mean, with the way our defense had been playing, Chris Leak, he had been throwing some dimes, especially in the second half. He had a really solid game, especially for a freshman. But I think knowing our defense with the momentum they had, the help from the officials, the way they were playing, you didn't hear that. The way they were playing, lights out in the second half, with the momentum we have, that our defense was not going to give up a drive under a minute, that they were going to finish it.
Yeah, man, that was such an incredible finish. We haven't seen many. I don't think we've seen a better finish to that game since then. What was, you know, does Bobby come grab you? Do you even remember what Bobby says to you? I wish we could go back and have that audio, man. I'd love to hear what Coach Bowden had to say.
Well, you know, I feel like he was really
go ahead,
he
DK.
Was calm to me. Yeah, I just feel like he was. That was the one good thing about Coach Bowden. He was a really calm soul. You know, like they, you know, he just he had been there before. You know, I mean, it might not necessarily been that same exact play, but he had seen so many great plays and great athletes that he never. It's like, oh, another one. You know, like let's focus
seen it
on. On the job. Yeah, let's focus on the job. But, I mean, he may have said something different to Chris, but from my end, it was just really just calm and let's finish this and get another 10-win season that had kind of eluded us for the past mm-hmm. 2 years before that. So
who did get the game ball?
Ricks, 100%.
Really did.
I
don't remember anyone putting anything in my hand, me leaving with any ball.
Well, I remember you got the
player of the
attaboy
game.
In the locker room. Yeah, and then we went and did the press conference. And, you know, guys, we've all gotten older, but what you don't know is Rick's, he had this beautiful head of hair, and he was always – and so he went and did the press conference. He was MVP, and, I mean – he was a man, you know, for a while after that game. He just kind of whipped his hair over and everybody loved it.
Well, I do vaguely remember being that I think it was a CBS player of the game for that game. But I remember after PK catches it, the camera, going back to your question on Coach Bowden.
Yeah.
The camera goes on PK, sees him, you know, loving the stands and everyone going crazy. Again, the silence in the swamp. And then it shows me on my knees, looking heavenward. And then it shows the sideline. You see Bobby Meeks just elated on the side. He comes off the field. He, like, jumps into someone's arm. Well, big Bobby Meeks, you know, he's ecstatic. And then I think the next shot is of Coach Bowden. He's almost like, if you remember Ricky Bobby in Talladega Nights, in that interview, he says, you know, I don't know what to do with my hand. And if I remember Bobby, he's kind of just like, he's got his hands out like, did that really just happen? I think he was in awe, too, Coach, was of what just happened and hadn't realized it. What he said to me when I got to the sideline or after the game, I don't recall, but it was probably something like, hey, way to go, boy.
Yeah.
It was probably something real simple like that.
Yeah, and then you guys both did the press conference after. You guys take a bus, right, from Tallahassee to Gainesville. Did you guys all get back on the bus to go home, or did you all have separate rides back?
No, I got on the bus. I believe Ricks, you were on.
Yeah, we all got on the bus.
What was that bus ride? That had to be like a party bus, huh?
Man,
no, I don't think the party buses existed.
Berg acted like there's parent volunteers. Everybody's
no, I thought there was maybe a cooler beer on the bus, some champagne. Let's get a pop.
The thing is Bobby was very we were structured, man. Like we couldn't even have facial hair. Everybody forgets that. We couldn't have you know, all the craziness that's going on now. We weren't allowed to have sideburns past our earlobes. You know, like it was like the military. So
now the quarterback has a man bun.
Yeah, now the quarterback
can
have a
right.
man bun.
Yeah, we got on the bus.
Yeah, I remember us just getting on the bus and getting out of there, getting the heck out of Gainesville, and let's get back to our homeland.
Those soccer girls are waiting. We got to get up out of here.
That is 100% sex.
Oh, man.
But I do remember in the locker room, I remember as soon as I got in the locker room, I remember Travis Johnson, our lockers were close together for that game at Florida, And I remember just how happy we were. And I remember saying to Travis, we're going home. We're going to the Rose Bowl. Because I remember a possibility if we had won that game, mm-hmm. beating Florida and got our 10th win, that there was a high chance we were going to go back and play in the Rose Bowl. And obviously, Travis being from Southern California, LA, and myself, you know, I was like, Travis, we're going home. We're going to the Rose Bowl. And he was ecstatic. We're jumping up and down. And, you know, that we thought we were going to actually be able to play in front of our families back home in Southern California.
Where did you guys end up playing?
Yeah, we played in the Orange Bowl. If we hadn't, I'll be nice since we're on the radio. If we hadn't lost to Clemson, we would have gone. But that's a whole other conversation right there. Next time, bring us on for that.
Yeah, we'll get to that next time.
Yeah, we should know. But you know what, Rick? What we're forgetting about is the fight after the game. That's why Bobby didn't really.
Yeah, like, that's
know,
right.
He had to handle. Yeah, he had to handle some of the guys who were fighting after the game. So
Big Lucky Lunford.
Big Lucky and what was the dude? Nate. What was Nate's? I don't know.
Nate Hardage.
Nate Hardage.
Was Nate in there?
Nate knocked out somebody with his helmet, and that's frowned upon.
Yeah, I remember seeing because I think we were off maybe doing interviews on the field. We weren't in the middle where the scuffle was, but I remember seeing Big Lucky in there, Dockett, Ray Willis, Nate Hardage, probably Bobby Meeks. And, you know, there was a lot of guys in there. You know, mixing up with the Gators. And I remember it being split up and Coach Lilly and some of the coaches splitting it up. But I really remember seeing Coach Charlie Strong, who we remember was a D coordinator for Florida, then really pulling his guys away, getting things square. I always have respect for him from that, from really trying to setting everything straight and getting everything under control when there was that post-game brawl at midfield.
Yeah. And Odell, on our team, Coach Odell, he was always good at that. Meanwhile, I was putting on my helmet hiding because those guys were out of my weight class.
And, you were getting ready to go to the NFL. You didn't have time for that.
Yeah, there was no need to get knocked out for no reason. You can't go home after you get knocked out. So,
y'all won the game, man.
Yeah, Sean Taylor already did enough damage. I couldn't get knocked out by the Gators, too. So I was just...
Oh, man, that's another episode in itself right there, PK.
Yeah, it is. All right. Well, we're out of time, guys. We're out of time. I know I got to get you guys out. Get back to your families. Chris, PK, man, this was really special. I appreciate both of you coming on. Good luck this weekend watching that game and enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. Thank
you, guys. And
good talking to you.
And remember, guys, mark your calendar. Absolutely, PK. Remember, guys, weekend of the spring game. We're still planning on our football camp with PK and myself to come in. Have some fun there in Tallahassee and be a part of the spring game weekend. So we look forward to mixing 100%. Up with you guys and making an impact.
Absolutely. 100%. Man. And
yes,
before
sir.
That, we'll get both of you back on. We'll promote it. We'll tweet it. We'll help you guys out any way we can.
All right. I appreciate you guys.
Sounds great.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
All right, man. Thanks.
All right. Stop eating that box. Too much.
No, and stop eating that box of mac and cheese. Make some real mac and cheese.
Come on, man. I got it.
All right, guys.
All right.
I'll
thanks,
talk
guys.
To y'all. All right.
Bye. I'll see you, PK Sam.
Thanks, Chris. See ya.
All right, guys.
PK Sam and Chris Ricks. That's some groundbreaking podcasting right there, boys.
Yeah, hell yeah.
All right, Kev?
I think we lost Soap.
Yeah, I think we lost
Soap. Yeah, I think he died.
we lost him. He was a robot most of the time anyway.
That's all right.
No, that was good. That was the first time we've had two, and they talked about Travis Johnson. We should have brought that shit up, that he's the coolest guest we've ever had, like the top four coolest guests we've ever had. But I want
to
make
I think we need to do that again, Kev. So, like, what would be a good Miami duo that we could get on the phone at the same time to tell a story like that, you know? I'm not saying you got to tell me right now, but I think we should do it with each program, to be honest.
Hell yeah. I want to get, like, not even involved in the same play, but involved in the same fight on the green tree.
Oh, or two players from different teams that were involved in the play just from different perspectives.
Yeah, I'm down for whatever, dog.
All right, well, that was a great segment with PK and Chris, so let's transition to a shitty segment. Sherm's up next.
Ha, 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 ha.
Tully's running. That was. Like, he's a fucking twisted.
It did sound like a cops episode, bro. Like, when they fucking run in front of fucking...
It sound like a cops episode.
That shit sound like cops.
Yo, I had him, dog. I had him right here, and then he jumped that fence, bro, and then I had fucking twisted my ankle.
Yo, all I'm doing is getting the mic on.
Holy shit, dog.
I'm glad Ron was around there with a squad car.
Hold on, I got.
Like, you ever notice, like, the cop that's on the shit, like on the show, the people are like arrested in the cop car by the time he gets there.
Yeah.
He's right. Like, oh, and then he like tells his story. It's like,
they're so trash, dog. If they didn't have a helicopter, the criminals, it'd be like nobody in jail.
Oh yeah, fuck no.
They're so fat and out of shape and shit.
That's why you watch like the movies with like fucking like Bruce Willis and like in shape motherfuckers, dog, being the cops. Yeah. It's never like that. Like, Jackie Chan's a cop in the fucking movies. Ain't no Jackie Chan's in the force, bro.
And I'm the racist one. Jesus fucking Christ.
That's nothing to do with race. That's athleticism.
You've never been pulled over by a Chinese cop?
No, so now you're making a racist.
No, racial. This should be on the show, bro. Like, what are we doing?
I'm just saying I was in trouble with the Asian shit. I've toned it down.
Yeah, this is Sherm 7. Just keep it, let it ride. We got Sherm on this bitch, man.
What's on your ceiling, new bird?
Bird was in a fucking trailer, dog.
Sachet.
What is that?
It's like wood slates or something. I don't know. It's built.
He got sachet. Feng shui.
Are you coming to the game, bro?
Yeah, I'm going.
Are you really?
He ain't going no game.
What game?
Never mind. You already hung it up. That's fine.
Bro, I don't go to games.
He's too cool for games, man.
Don't confuse me with Kev.
All right, so what's up? What's up, Sherm? What you got this week, dog?
Man, let's go.
Where'd you go last week? Sherm, where'd you go last week?
0-5?
For real? That's
pretty bad.
That's a pretty good way to end your season, 0-5.
Damn. I
continue my streak with Florida. I know they didn't fucking do what they were supposed to do.
You could damn near guess and go bet 0-5, sure.
I promise it's fucking a lot harder. Week. A lot of people say my trash ass picks. Go fuck yourself. I promise the shit's harder than you think.
Flip a Christmas coin. Tree last week, bro.
Flip a coin. It's pretty rough. Newberg, what's going on, man?
I'm just chilling, man. I'm just chilling, eating. I'm getting ready to cook this macaroni and cheese for tomorrow's dinner.
Is your brother cooking it or you?
His uncle,
bro.
Where you been?
His uncle's probably right, name so is anyway. Like Ned or some shit. Uncle Ned not, cooks the Mac.
We're not going there. So anyway.
Uncle Ned is the Mac nut.
Hank.
Ain't no Hanks in fucking Berg shit.
No Hank Newberg?
Ain't no Hank cooking no macaroni and cheese. Hank on the grill, bro.
Nobody named Hank.
They find
ever
somebody
made no macaroni and cheese, bro.
They call ever. Him out.
That ain't coming
by. Hank is outside pouring Michelob's on goddamn ribs and shit.
Sherm, you got any picks today or what? What are we doing?
Fuck you. Listen, here's what I want to know. Are you winning?
Winning what? In life? Yeah.
No. And you're not winning that. Listen, I'm just asking, is Florida State beating Florida this week?
Oh, yes, 24-17.
Yep, that's my pick, too. That's pick number one. Thanks, Newberg.
Okay.
Hey, Kev, how's Miami going to do this week?
I don't know. Is it 14 or 21?
It's down to 13.5, believe it or not.
I don't know. They might just try to get out of there with a win, bro. I don't know. I wouldn't touch that shit.
Yeah. No, you sound pretty calm. I'm going to take Miami, too.
Yeah, you might as well, dog.
I'm not kidding. TJ, who's Liberty play?
Bro, I don't even know. It's a big week, though.
If you can't tell, I'm just deflecting. So, all right. I don't know. I'm fucking terrible. Do you guys have my record from last week, though? Because I really don't know.
You went 0-5, bro. You just said it.
We're just going to take your word for it.
Yeah, we're going to take your word for it.
My bookie came calling on Tuesday.
All right. New day, new pay, bro. What's up? What you got?
This week?
Yeah.
Looking at the lines right now. I'm a little late to the party.
Oh, this nigga Christmas trend again. You just went 0-5.
He's telling us how this, you know, guys, this is really hard. Yeah, it is fucking hard when you don't do any.
Yeah, no, said, I am. I'm just being saying, honest. Bro, I mean,
right now, listen. On the show, he said, let me see the lines real quick.
Like, yeah, no. I haven't looked at one. I want to be a guest.
We believe let's cut.
Can I be a standard guest?
Can
I was just going to buy some lines.
No, this is your last show.
I ain't got
show.
Time to be fucking with sure.
Yeah, this is my last one. What the fuck, man?
We'll give you some slack, though, because I know you've been busy. I could spit it out. Busy booking keg stands and all this for Dewey on Saturday. So I know you've been occupied. So we'll give you a little slack. I know you're setting up the tailgate, bro. So you can go 0-5 this week if we get you up on a keg stand.
I'm getting the keg anyway.
Let's roll.
I got the ticket given away.
Given away? You gave my shit away?
Are you coming?
Kev 2.0.
Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, I'm coming, bro. I swear.
What did I talk to you about, Silk? We don't schedule play dates on the podcast. You can do that
schedule. Chill out, dog.
Come on.
This is my last chill show.
Out. Hey, Jesse,
here,
right,
bro.
Dog. The white people taking over the show, bro. Relax, yeah. Bird.
I kind of believe in that shit, too, what he said. How my dog ain't been on? Who's in charge of that?
All
right. TJ. TJ blocking my dog off.
Who, Jess?
Sherm, who you got? Hey, get my ticket, Sherm. Slide, man. But who you got, man?
Boycott the NFL.
I'm getting TJ in, but I'm going to put TJ in the Oh, shit, I can't hear.
Yeah, Silk turns into a robot every now and again. All right, Sherm, go ahead with your picks, though. Just ignore the robot in the corner.
Okay, I got you. All right. After staring at it, I'm just going to pick. I actually see a couple I really like.
Good.
So that means they're losers. What y'all drinking?
Shitty picks. Let's go.
The last time I get to fuck with you, man.
Yeah, your contract's not been renewed. But go ahead. Sherm, I can't disclose those kind of things on this podcast. I save that for Gator's Breakdown.
Sorry, those are terrible shots. All right, listen. I'm going to take Central Florida over South Florida, laying 10. I don't know why. It just looks great. Mm-hmm. I have no statistical background on any of this shit. I'm just looking at it.
I believe you. All
right. I'm going to take Ohio State laying the 12 at Michigan again, just because it looks good. I actually do like Miami laying the 13.5. I think Miami's heading on their way there. Georgia Tech getting 11.5 against Georgia. Write it down, TJ, because this puts me over 500 for the year, please. And then I'm gonna take FSU. No, I'm not, bitch. I'm three games below.
So run through those one more time, real quick.
He don't remember them, bro. He's gonna take UCF in the point or minus the points. He's gonna take Miami minus the points. He's gonna take Ohio State minus the points. And Florida State, maybe
Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech plus 11.5.
Georgia Tech in the 11.
And I'm gonna take Florida State.
Right. Okay. So before we let you go, I gotta ask you an important question. Is macaroni and cheese a traditional Thanksgiving Day side?
I'm fat, bro. Everything's a side.
I mean, all right, sure.
Hey, sir, how much you weigh, bro?
I went
from your big ass up for the keg stand.
At the start of this year, I started at probably, honestly, I was fat as fuck. 272.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, fuck you, Newberg. You look like you wear skinny jeans and the kid baby gap jeans. So fuck you. You can't fuck me neither. I promise you can't. You don't want this.
275.
I said I was fat as fuck.
Hey, sir, who's going to hold you up at the keg stand, though?
I ain't 275 anymore. Now I'm down to 228, and I feel great.
Hey, so you're going to have TJ weak ass hold you up and do it.
TJ seen him.
You better get Dewey to hold you up early, bro, because he'll be on that fireball about 8 a.m., bro.
Kev, why don't you come up, man?
Nah, man, I can't do that shit.
Why couldn't you come up?
He's got real life shit going on. All right, Sherm, we appreciate it, man.
I can get the Christmas decorations out of the attic.
I'm going to get the banner. I'll get it printed on Friday. Let's do it. Man, I got Dewey coming.
Sherm, you're going to get hung up on, bro. I'm trying to get you off here, though.
I know.
Yeah, Sherm. All right, Sherm, we appreciate you coming on, man. Thanks for everything.
All right, fuck off. Bye.
I'm surprised he lasted that long. Berg for burning the holiday spirit and shit.
I'm feeling jolly.
I got his shirt. Make sure Sherm got my ticket. I'm in the Ville this weekend, baby. Big cushion in the air. Gaines, Vegas. TJ, what's up, man? You hitting the bone?
No, don't let him do that.
I can't discuss that on this pod. I'm just kidding. My family doesn't listen.
Fucking drug cast, nigga. Yeah. Like, you're a pothead by association. So you might as well hit the joint, bro.
That's a good point.
Yeah, people think you do anyway.
Yeah, you're on the drug cast.
Yeah, hang out with a bunch of... Yeah, dog. All
right, man. Well, it was good. It's been a good season. See you back here next year. Signing
Ain't
off.
Ain't no season. Hey, man, we all year round, bro.
The big three roll up.
Ball is life.
Ball is life, bro. Those shows in the offseason get lit, though. That recruiting shit goes pretty fucking
crazy. I can't wait till Florida and Florida State actually start recruiting again. That'll be fun to cover on the podcast once they do that.
Miami's been chilling on recruiting, too. Well, we're about to pick up our quarterback, but...
Which one?
Jaren Williams.
Oh. I think I'd rather have DTR, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. Yep.
Yeah, is he available? Is he going to Miami? Is that in the cards?
He's committed to UCLA. Nah,
he's committed to the logo, man.
His teammate's committed to Miami for Evan Jordan.
Yeah, but he knew that shit before. He's committed, yeah, the logo, UCLA.
You think
DTR's going to flip? Dog, what if he does and he goes to Florida State and that fucking one crystal ball you gave fucking Karen and he never fucking took a visit and she says DTR. That shit would be crazy.
You know what I would if that happened, if that happened, I would eat shit live on Periscope.
I bet you would. Who even says that shit? Like
your boy? Who? That's your boy.
How is that ever my boy? He didn't even come on Gator Dave shit that one time. I was coming on just because he knew I was bringing that smoke.
Dog, the crazy shit is, like, if Miami didn't win 10 games, like, he wasn't getting anything. He made a bet where he could lose.
The only option that could, the worst thing that could happen is him eating shit. The best thing that could happen was him eating shit.
No, the best thing that could happen was him not eating shit. The worst thing that could happen was him eating shit.
Nah.
The best thing that could happen.
Best case scenario in both ways was him eating shit, bro.
Why?
No. If they won 9, he didn't have to eat shit. So the best case scenario was them not doing good.
Oh, my God.
And not, anyway. Yeah, that's weird.
No,
that
best case win. Scenario is Miami getting them damn 10 wins for Joe V to have to eat some shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Best case scenario for all of us, yeah.
Like, he got fired from, like, all kinds of weather. He got fired from Dave them shit. And then he just fucking sent a tweet out about eating shit. Like, he's having a good year, bro.
He got fired on his day off, dog, from a job that don't pay.
He got fired from his hobby on his day off?
Yeah, like, imagine that shit. Like, you like to play racquetball. And then when they went to the gym, like, nah, dog, can't play racquetball anymore.
Oh, shit.
Did you see, like, Darren Revell and everybody picked up on it and everything?
Yeah,
I don't know. I live in rabbit holes.
Yeah. What does that mean?
I just go down them all the time and just stay in them.
God. Anyway.
What's the craziest way you ever got fired?
Okay, here's two things that are going to surprise y'all. Or maybe not.
Never been fired. I've never used a resume. All right, yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Never used. Right. Never been fired. Y'all, Kev, you've been fired, like straight up fired. I know Silk.
Yeah, I've been
Kev,
fired.
Been fired.
That's yeah, I've been fired.
As fuck.
Like I went in to go to work at 7, and my boss came to my desk and was like, "All right, come back at 10 and meet me at HR." I was like, "What?"
I wouldn't go back.
I didn't go back. I knew what the fuck. Dude, I gotta leave right now and come back in 3 hours, bro. You crazy?
Is that the only job you've been fired from?
Yeah,
that's funny. I'd ask.
I got fired from Subway, dog. My first job, I got fired from Subway, bro. Cause I shut that. I was like 15, bro, and they gave me the key, like on my first day, because it was me closing with a guy on fucking work release. So I was like the most responsible person, right? He'd been working there for like 6 months. Well, anyway, dog, he taught me to scam on $5 footlongs, bro. So I was making subs and taking them to school. So one day they came to do the inventory, bro.
They didn't get soggy?
And the bread was all fucked up. like the bread inventory. Like we ain't making much money. It's the amount of bread that's missing, dog. So I try to blame it on the convict, dog. Naturally, right?
Right. It's the American way.
Yeah, and I think I got away with it. But then, like, the next night, it was, like, a Sunday, and I was supposed to close that shit, dog, but there was a party I wanted to go to. So I closed Subway down, like, 2 hours early. And then the next day I got in there, I asked the key. Oh, you can't give the key to a 15-year-old, bro.
Nah, you can't. You really can't. And that's on them. But
I did a terrible job of hiring me and the convict, bro, in here.
Is that even, that's got to be against the law, dog.
What?
To have a
put a convict in there?
Yeah, like six.
I was a sophomore in high school. However old you are then. I had a car, so I was like 16, I guess. I had like a way to get there. But anyway, yeah, I'm sure that's fucking got to be against some kind of laws.
I'm putting the under over at Silk being fired at six jobs.
Jesus Christ.
Six jobs? Nah, I've been fired like about four times.
Okay, so it wasn't.
It's my youth, though. It's my youth, like restaurant jobs and shit like that. I was youthful, man. I give a fuck. You get fired from a restaurant job, you find one the same day. I didn't give a shit. But the craziest way I've ever been fired. Every time I get fired, though, like it's always like it's like dramatic and shit. Like the black guy is about to get fired, so it's like security, it's like four fucking employees like walk you to the office. It's like extra dramatic.
Dog.
That's like the worst way. Nothing funny, but just like I get escorted out like you're going to like death row security.
Oh, I wish I could be there for that. That'd be hilarious.
Look at these dads.
It's never funny. It's not gonna be pretty, Bird. You won't be there with nobody getting fired, dog. No black people.
Obviously. All right. Well, that's good enough. All right. Thanks, guys.
Or white people. Anybody? Because white people come back and shoot jobs up. So you gotta be careful when people get fired, bro.
Yeah.
How can you be firing people, dog? That shit's like, that's my job, dog. Like, it's not. I don't got no money, dog.
Bird won't joke about it, but he won't. I wish I could be there. Okay.
Well, I wish I could be there when you got fired.
Why are you gonna let him hold some money or something, dog? Like, fuck.
No, man. Like I want to videotape it. I want to watch it and video it.
Oh, you're a dick, bro. I hope fucking Yahoo fires you. Or who are the fuck?
I wish 247 would fire your ass this year.
Hey,
that'd be funny as fuck. Bird would have got fired by 247. Yeah. Like, gave Bob Redman his job from Scout.
If 247 fired me, we'd have to get a new podcast. I wouldn't be able to do this anymore.
Why?
I'd have to go get a real job. I wouldn't have any knowledge anymore. Wouldn't be able to.
You ain't got no knowledge now. Bro, you us, dog. You just write. You just write more and shit, bro.
That's not true. Don't say that. Don't put me in.
That is true, bro. Now colleagues. I know. We are colleagues.
Of what?
You got a podcast with us.
We're colleagues.
I'm on your podcast.
What?
I'm on your podcast. I don't even have a podcast with you. I'm just on yours.
Oh, you tried to get our shit on Pandora last night. You were out with a bitch talking about our podcast stuff.
All right, man. I got to wrap this show up. My ADD's kicking in, and also it's the biggest drinking night of the year, so I'm going to go out and meet some friends. What did you learn today, Kev?
That I can take a quarter out of my pocket and flip that shit up five times and do better than Sherman on these fucking weekly picks.
Yeah. You know, his contract's not going to be renewed.
Not that I ever have a quarter in my pocket.
You know what I learned? There used to be discipline on Florida State's team. Them boys couldn't even grow sideburns. They couldn't have facial hair. That's crazy. Yeah, that is crazy. Like, that wasn't even that long ago, if you really think about it.
Yeah, I probably fucked up PK now. His fucking beard probably grows in patchy or something.
He's going to sue Bobby Bowden for it. All right, man. Well, that was a great show.
I'll be a character witness.
Yeah. It's unfortunate. We lost Silk. He passed during the show. R.I.P. Oh Silk. God.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, we'll be back. We'll replace him next week.
I think we'll get Joey V on.
Oh, is he on Periscope eating shit? All right, man. Kev, you be good.
All right, man. You be good. Don't fucking. All right, man. Peace.
All right. We are out here.